Thanks, Ron. We'll catch up. We're going to news now. Thanks very much. See you after 7.
Okay, Hamish.
It's 7 o'clock.
Leadership saga is affecting overseas relations, with reports Japan fears a $25 billion submarine deal with Australia could be under threat. The Australian reports the concern in Tokyo is that if Tony Abbott is deposed as leader, the coalition's enthusiasm in the deal will wane. Mr. Abbott yesterday pleaded for his colleagues to choose stability as he stares down a leadership spill.
We are not the Labor Party, and we are not going to repeat the chaos and the instability of the Labor years. So I have spoken to Deputy Leader Julie Bishop, and we will stand together in urging the party room to defeat this particular motion.
The Telegraph reports Julie Bishop was last night seething after Mr. Abbott's implication she would stand as a joint ticket alongside him in a ballot, with reports she plans to stand alone for the deputy leadership. The NRL could soon have shorter seasons and 3 more teams. The game's head of strategy, Shane Richardson, has told The Telegraph he wants to evolve the game to keep players in the code. He's been meeting with officials from the NFL and NBA about his ideas. Overall consumer confidence might be down, but almost half of Australian shoppers still think this year will be a good time to buy. 45% feel this way, up 5% from 2013, and also higher than the global average of 39%. But Nielsen's shopper group head Johnny Gorman says businesses can't trust their customers to be loyal.
We've just seen lots of the advertising has been on price, and that really is conditioning the shoppers to do that. They are prepared now to just shop in more and more supermarkets, and I think that's a focus of things to come.
An intense build-up of heat is spreading east and is expected to bring scorching temperatures to much of southern Australia. Adelaide will endure the highest temperatures. Melbourne can also expect to roast. In Sydney, maximums in the high 20s are expected for the week. A bullet has been fired into a Penrith home following a street fight. No one was inside at the time. Police are searching for the occupants of a small white hatchback seen in the area. And briefly, Pope Francis has come under fire after he defended the right of parents to spank their children. In finance, the Dow Jones is down 43, one Aussie dollar buying 77.91 US cents. Now with sport, Danielle Poxon.
Newcastle's restructure has failed to provide results, with the A-League club suffering a 2-1 loss to Brisbane. The Jets were denied a point after conceding a deflected own goal in stoppage time at Hunter Stadium. Newcastle coach Phil Stubbins has told Fox Sports after last week's 7-0 episode, this is a big improvement.
Bit of a mixed emotion really at the end. I think we obviously turned things around from last week. We've got rid of that embarrassment. I think moving forward as a football club and a team, we've got something to work on.
Sydney FC takes on leaders Perth Glory tonight. Melbourne City meets Victory, and the Mariners host Adelaide. Michael Clarke's teammates are hoping the skipper pulls up fine to play in the Cricket World Cup opener. His hamstring injury remains the talk of the town ahead of Australia's warm-up match against India tomorrow. All-rounder Mitchell Marsh says there's no question they want him back in the side.
An Australian team with Michael Clarke in it is he's our best player and he's our captain, so we certainly want him back, and everyone's just wishing him well, and hopefully he can get back for us.
The Sheffield Shield returns from an 8-week hiatus today when New South Wales takes on Tasmania. St George Illawarra is banking on new talent to get the job done against South Sydney in tonight's Charity Shield. The Waratahs have begun their pre-rugby season with a 38-36 win over the Chiefs at Campbelltown Stadium. And Fed Cup captain Alicia Molik has selected Yamila Gunasova to lead Australia against Germany tonight. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 7:04. Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower this morning. Areas of fog in the west, light winds. Tops of 27 degrees on the coast, 30 in the west. Sunny with light winds tomorrow, partly cloudy for Monday, Tuesday. Right now in the city it's 19 degrees, humidity at 81%, winds from the west at 9 kilometres an hour. I'm Gemma Bath, that's the latest. Macquarie National News.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local Tab or tab.com.au.
This is Sky Sports Radio, giving you all your racing entertainment in 2015.
And they're racing.
Racing HQ and Tab Sports Talk, daily at 10. Help me. Racing HQ is your leader for racing news leading up to the world-famous Sydney Autumn Carnival, including the championship.
It's a done deal, three-quarter sacred balls. It's a done deal from the Queen Elizabeth.
Interviews, tips and opinions with Andrew Bensley on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
All about the program at Rosehill Gardens, at Sandown, at Newcastle, Doomben and Morfordville Parks, where it's going to be 39 degrees at Morfordville today. So looking forward to it all. Rosehill, as I say, it's a good three. This morning, penetrometer is 4.68. The rail at 3 metres, and look, it is overcast. We'll wait and see if we get the odd shower or two. Newcastle, that track has jumped out of the ground. We've gone to a good four this morning. Overcast weather, but it's gone from a soft into the good four for Newcastle. Sandown, it's 35 degrees in Melbourne today. Track is a good four, penetrometer 5.41. Doomben, overcast there, but it's come up as a good three, a possible shower. And Morfordville Parks, 39 degrees on the way in Adelaide today, and that track has been well irrigated into the meeting today. Let's welcome in our Saturday racing experts on Racing HQ. Ron Duffacy, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Really looking forward to today. Things are obviously hotting right up. We had a couple of good meetings last night, and the Inglis Classic is the big money race today, and look, not the strongest one that did the form on, but still an intriguing little race. We'll have different opinions amongst the punters.
And Mike Fraser's with us. I think Mike Fraser's with us. Ron, morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I'm back. I'm here.
Now, how did it all go? You've been missing for the last 2 or 3 weeks, playing some cards down in Melbourne. How did you go?
I cashed in a couple of the minor events, and then I played the main event. I finished, and Ronnie, you'll love this, I finished 161st, which gets you absolutely nothing. But I managed to beat 500 punters home, but okay. Yeah, it was a good experience. Ronnie, well, what did you think of Heatherly last night?
I thought she was very sharp. I still want to see her at 1,200 metres, but you have to be impressed. You know, she's got fantastic natural speed. She still looks raw, and she still looks to have scope for improvement. What do you say about her?
It's funny. My son, Rob, who works for me, he identified her off the jump outs, and he said, have a look at this filly, Dad. So we had a good look at her, so... Luckily, we took all the short odds, but the funny story is I dropped him down at Coogee Bay last night to go and have dinner with his mates and then ducked home to watch her win her first race. He rang me 3 minutes after the race. He said, you're not going to believe what has just happened here. He said, I've ducked in the tab to watch it. He said, who's in there but Simon Zara? He said,
oh, I gave you the sales.
He said, I stood side by side just behind him and watched the race. He said, I just had a chat with him for 5 minutes talking about the filly and told him the story, so maybe it's a bit of an omen that she's pretty good. So we're on her at the big odds, and we're on her in a few doubles, but I was very impressed with her. The thing I liked about her, Ronnie, is when she hit the ground, the acceleration she showed with no effort, that's what really caught my eye, and then she came back underneath him. Obviously, she was a little bit new, but plenty to work with there, I thought.
Yeah, what are you saying? Are you backing her in the Blue Diamond or the Slipper?
I've backed her in the Blue Diamond.
Yeah.
I've backed her in the one which I didn't
what,
see her
What
in
do
the...
you make, while we're on it, what do you make of the two-year-olds in general? Is there a standout amongst this, what looked to be a pretty good lot?
Well, I had a bit of a sticky through them through the week, and of course, obviously, all their form is at 1,000 metres. Pretty much all their Fontenon's been good, both wins, Secret Agenda, is pretty smart. It beat that Hay Bar, and then it ran well. Lake Geneva's smart, Flamboyant Lass is good, Pursuits is good, Off the Brave's got ability. I don't think there's a standout amongst them, but I think they've all got ability, but it's all at 1,000 metres, Ronnie. You've just got to wait until they get into that pressure race where they go to the 1,100, then the 1,200.
We're not far off finding out.
No, exactly.
Well,
great meeting here at Rosehill.
Yeah, we're going to see those Blue Diamond preludes next week, but today we're out at Rosehill for the Inglis Classic, the Eskimo and the New South Wales Thoroughbred Breeders Classic are the three features. The four early scratchings at this stage are Race 3, number 7, Saintly Lad has come out this morning, Race 3, number 7, Race 5, number 6, Mersault, who won last night, of course, And then in race 7, you can take out 6 Mary Ann and 9 Field Marshal came out this morning, 6 and 9. So 4 earlies it is at this stage. Well, yesterday morning on Racing HQ, our first guest was none other than Tommy Berry. At that time, he was driving to the hospital with Shani in hospital about to give birth to their first. Last night, the news come through at about, I think it was about 6.30, that the news had all developed and unfolded, and Tommy Berry is our first guest. Tommy, congratulations to you and Shani and the whole family. For listeners that don't know what's happened, what has?
Oh, well, we've given birth to a little baby boy called Caden Nathan Berry. So I was about 5 to 6 last night. It was a long, hard road for Shani, but she ended up having a C-section, and they're both safe and well. I think Shani texted me at about 2.30 last night saying he was screaming his lungs out, so he's pretty happy.
Oh, he's bright and well. Mate, how did you cope with it?
I coped with it okay. I just didn't like seeing Shani in pain. I don't like seeing anyone in pain, so that was the hardest part for me. But it was great. Shani's mum was there with us all the way, and you know, I'm glad it's all over now when he's here.
3.5 kilos.
3.5 kilos, yeah, and he's got a big head too, so he's quite a boy.
Well, mate, congratulations. It's a special moment for you and Shani and the rest of the family. I congratulate you on all of it that's unfolded. And you've made the decision, I guess, with Shani that you're going to ride today.
Yeah, I told Shani, already cost me a bit of money last night, so he's not going to cost me any more. But no, she's safe and well. Her whole family's coming down from Canberra today, so that's 6 girls and John, so there'll be plenty of people in the room today, so I'll go back there after the races tonight and see him then, and I'll have the whole weekend with him, so it'll be very nice.
And so, Tommy, just before I let Ron go, launch into them, mum and dad well?
Yeah, mum and dad are wrapped. Dad hasn't seen him yet. He's going to go there today, but obviously mum, when she got the call, she was straight there last night, and you know, it's something that's really going to brighten up our lives, so it's really nice for us all.
And you've had time to have a few hours sleep?
Yeah, no, I got home at about, I think, 11 o'clock last night and didn't ride work this morning, which was nice, and had about 7 hours sleep, which I only usually get 6, so it was even better.
Beautiful. You start the day with Fig Tree, Tommy. I thought he was a good run at Canterbury, and he looks an improver.
Yeah, look, he's a very nice horse. He got a bit of a squeeze out the gates last start, and he just doesn't know what it's all about, and when that happened, he was very happy to pull out of the run and go back to last, but he never really travelled in the run, and it took a little while to balance up, and that's why I never really got stuck into him late, and he really dashed and hit the line strong. So I did say to Gwenda, a bigger track will suit him well, and I think he's good enough to go to Saturday grade if you find the right race. So she found a really nice race here today at Rose Hill, and you know, like I said, he's a horse with a lot of ability, and it's quite a good race, so we'll definitely see how much he's got.
Can you get the best out of Single in race 2?
Well, I don't think we've seen the best out of Single since Nathan was riding him. He was the one winning all of his races on him. But he found a little glimpse of form beyond Bibero last start, where Bibero's frank the form. He's been going very well. So he's a horse. He's always there, and he's always competitive. Up to the 2,000 again will suit him. And, you know, it's one of them races where we're seeing the same stays going around every day. Obviously, Corribiti won well last start, and Centre Pivot's on fire, but still has to run out the trip again. So it's a very interesting race.
Chestnut Road's been consistent in 3 runs this preparation. It was a solid run last time.
Yeah, he was. We had to go back from the wide barrier, which we didn't want to do, but we did, and in result of that, he came down the outside from near last and ran on quite strong. So good to see him draw a nice barrier today, and he'll be able to be a lot closer on the speed without doing anything. And you know, he's really knocking on the door for a win. We thought last start he could win if he drew a good gate. As I said, that didn't happen. But you know, Pajaro's a really nice horse on the rise, and he's going to have to step up to beat him. But you know, I think I've got the right horse to do. We relieve him of a bit of weight as well.
Ideal Express looks a good ride. I reckon he's a big improver today. He seems to have the right form lines for this.
Yeah, he does. You know, his form's really good, beyond pirouette and the likes. And, you know, he's a horse who just keeps improving, as Bede Murray's horses do, and Bede was very disappointed that he had to scratch him last time at Canterbury because he thought he would have just come out and won, and that's turned out to be a good form race as well. So he's drawn a little bit wide, but he's a quite a big striding horse, and I don't think they'll worry him too much. But this is a race where, you know, it's probably not the best crop of two-year-olds in this race, so it'd be nice to see him step up.
In race five, Harrier Jet in the Eskimo Prince should get a cosy little run there from barrier one, and fitness edge on a few up the top.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the big key. She's got the fitness edge, he's got the fitness edge, sorry, which is good. And he's been a bit unlucky in his last couple of runs. He got carted off the track at one stage last start when he got pulling when the pace slackened. And as Mr. Wallace said during the week, he loves a fit horse, and obviously the top two, Sizzikick and Kermit and even Delectation, they're all top class horses, even Grip One performers. But as I said, this is Harriet Jett's race today, and I'd like to see him step up.
Similar to Mahiri, she's got a fitness edge in race six. You haven't had much to do with her, but you're having a bit of luck for Team Hawks at the moment.
Yeah, no, I've had a nice run for them, and hopefully that can continue. And, Mahari's one of them fillies that's in form, and I love a filly that's in form. They seem to hold it for a little while, and she's, hasn't been able to play since she's prepped so far, and she's up against some Group 1 performers like Catkins and that, but, she's got that fitness edge on her. Catkins will obviously improve, as will a lot of these horses first up, but, she's drawn a very good barrier. She's got no weight on her back, and, as I said, I really like a filly that's in form, so, she'll be very hard to beat today.
And talking about hard to beat, Woodbine in the last, he wound up with a couple of trials, and you'd have to say one of your better rides of the day.
Yeah, I think he's my best ride of the day, Ron. He's a horse who's just come back, just 100% his preparation. The pennies seemed to drop after that trip to Melbourne, as we saw with, the fillies and Darna's Best going to Queensland, and same with the other mare going there as well, Driefontein. These horses just improved with that little trip away, and this bloke, he was a really green horse, and took a long time to kind of come to, but he had that real tough run in the Epsom and, a good run in the Yellow Glen, and I think that really toughened him up for this preparation. His trials have been great, his track work's been enormous, he's drawn a bit of a wide barrier, but I don't think that will concern him today. I think he's a class above these, and I'd like him to show that.
Beauty. Well, I'm happy to hear that you've had 7 hours sleep overnight, because the next 3 months you're probably going to get about three.
Yeah, but you know what it's like when you see a beautiful baby boy. It's not going to worry me too much.
I'm sure it won't.
Now, congratulations to you, Tommy. I know our next guest is going to say something similar when she joins us in a moment, Gay Waterhouse. But from all, mate, congratulations on last night's news.
No, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your beautiful messages. I really appreciate it.
Good on you, Tommy.
Well done.
Tommy Berry joining us there, riding today with Shani giving birth to boy last night, Caden Nathan, and Gay Waterhouse does join us, Ron and Mike Fraser on Sky Sports Radio. Good morning to you, Gay.
Good morning. Yes, well, isn't that fabulous news? It was so funny. I got a text from you giving me the news, and within 30 seconds, if not less, I got one from Tommy Berry. And I thought to myself, isn't this amazing with social media?
Yeah.
No, it is.
Social media can tell me Tommy's a current before he can.
Well, look, at Gay, he's been, the family obviously have been through so much sadness last year. To start this way, it's just, it'll give the Berry, the Nisbet family, just a massive kick into the new year.
And look, isn't it amazing? You know, when one thing, like with Nathan passing and then, you know, the little baby arriving on the scene, and life, is full of, like comings and goings, very much so, isn't it?
Yeah,
it certainly is. Sure.
But, well done to all concerned, Ron.
Now, if you hear a little quacker in the back here, this is young Sophia. She's very busy studying the paper here with young Luke. And
she got a tip for us, or what?
Well, I don't know. Sophia, have you got a tip? Well, she's just fallen over.
Having the cards close to her chest.
She's rolling around here.
I hope she doesn't tip anything against any of your runners. I love the way Tommy spoke about Woodbine there.
Yeah, Woodbine will be very hard to beat. Andrew, he's done it three. He's He's later in the day. He's the second last race of the day. I've had the colt in work for quite some time. He's had, as you said, two trials. He glided over the course proper on Tuesday morning. They were doing a photo shoot, and he was one of the horses in it, and he's perfectly... Can you hear her? There she goes. Perfectly tuned for today's race. It'll suit him right down to the ground, and I agree, it's probably Tom's best ride of the day.
You start off with a couple gay in the first, Contiki Dane. He's a on pace sort of a horse.
Yes, she is. She's feeling a little bit hard to find races for these fillies. I think that they could really improve dramatically trying to find programs for fillies so they can go through their classes here and not have to race against the boys. But I thought she had an each-way chance. I slightly prefer number nine. I think that Precia's she's got a bit of she's got a little bit of poo in her, we could almost say. Like she's one of those mares that old fillies that if you get near her, she'll just give you one hell of a boot and kick you out of the way. Well, I like to see that, especially in mares. I like them to have that bit of killer instinct.
And stepping up in distance with her today, that
I
could help her.
I think suit both of the both fillies. But I would say nine before seven.
Okay. In race three, Pajaro, he looks a nice horse up in distance.
I think he'll win this race. Ronnie's his run was very eye-catching. The distance will suit him admirably. He's really training well. He's a lovely Kiwi gelding. He's really concentrated on him to sort of get him to this level. And I think he's a horse right on going to go through his classes. I think we'll have a lot of fun with him. Well, Greg and Donna and Alex Kolovoff will have a lot of fun with him in the next few weeks.
Your other runner in Sydney is in the Thoroughbred Classic Role Model. She was very good first up, but is she still sharp enough for this distance?
I think a lot of people will say no, Ron. But I think this mare is training. I've never had this mare before. When I say that, I've never had her mentally or physically. She's always been a quirksome creature to train. But the mare I've got at present is really got a mind on the job, and she's big, she's strong, she's very fit, and I don't think that the speed has gone out of it at all. I think Tim Clark's got a great winning chance on her.
Okay. A couple of runners in Melbourne, Hippopus in race two.
Look, this is a horse that should be able to win this easily, Ron. And if he puts his mind on the jump and his best foot forward, and he was over he's down here to go to the jumps. So he was over the jumps the other day being schooled. I think, you can put your money on him. I'm really happy with him. If ever he's going to win a race, it should be race two at Sandown.
You've had Brooklyn in Melbourne. He runs today. How is he? How's he working?
He's a good each-way chance. His trials have been very good. He's not my top two-year-old, but what I love about these Hinchinbrooks, they're tough as teaks, they roll up their sleeves, get on with the job. Look at a filly like Carriages. I think I've got five of them in the stables. Every single one of them has got the best disposition, lovely attitude, and Brooklyn's so different. He'll be very good. He'll run a very, very good, honest race.
How's Flamboyant Lass ticking along? Is she running next week?
Well, that's why I'm down in Melbourne today, Ron.
Okay.
I'm south of the border. I worked her this morning with the rest of my team down here. She's an interesting... Vlad Durek rode her, and he said... It's funny, Gay. He said she doesn't quicken. He said she lengthens stride. Mm. And she really did lengthen stride to going to the post. Time-wise, she didn't run the fastest time, and I like my two-year-olds to run time.
Yep.
I remember TJ saying years ago, he said, they've got to run time. If they can't do that,
That's right.
Don't back them. But she's very well. She's a class act. And I don't think she's at all without chance in the Golden Slipper. I think she's been completely and utterly the forgotten horse.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on her.
We'll see her next week in a Blue Diamond prelude at Caulfield. Thanks a lot, Gay. Keep your hands full there with Sophia. Hope the day goes well for you.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, Gay.
Good on you. Gay Waterhouse there going through. Hera has come out of race six, one of the outsiders that was going to be returning for Chris Lees. It's come out race six, number three, Hera. We'll talk about that race in a moment with Mike, but Sam Kavanagh's joining us. Sam, good morning.
Boys.
Sam, obviously a very emotional week, starting off in a terrible way with Midsummer Sun, and well, I guess you're wanting to turn that around a little bit today with some joy with one of those international horses you purchased. It must have been a terrible morning earlier on in the week.
Yeah, look, it's never easy. He's been a great old you know, warrior for our stable, and not just with what he's won, but he's brought a lot of good people together, and he was one of the first sort of big groups we had racing with us that we split him up and got him done when I was still in Adelaide. He was one of my first big purchases. So, you know, he got us our first win in Melbourne and a couple of Gosford Cups, and we travelled to Queensland with him, and, you know, he's been terrific to us, and, you know, he sort of paved the way for these next ones to come along. So, you know, we owe him a lot, and, you know, I'm just glad it was all over very quickly.
So you're at the sales working hard there yesterday. Have you increased your stable? Have you got a bigger stable now?
Yeah, actually just got approved by the ATC this week to go to 40, which is a full barn here at Rose Hill. So we won't be sharing with other trainers. We'll have our own setup, which we're very excited about. Now we just got to find the horses to fill them. So we'll be out there and active at the sales, and you know, hoping to pick up some horses from new clients. And it's nice to be having some form over the summer, and hopefully we can get a little bit more support.
Well, this horse is a great advertisement for the stable. Centre Pivot, he's just going great guns. You know, he just must thrive with racing. I keep waiting for him to come to the end of it, but he walks in the yard. He looks 5 kilos heavier every time.
Yeah, he's just a horse that's done amazingly well. You know, he had a few issues early on in his career. He was a bit of a nut, and you know, he settled into our system. Rose Hill's an amazing facility. We've got a great straight pool that we do a lot of swimming with our horses and walking on and off the track, and a lot of these older horses just seem to cope with it really well. And I think you find a lot of the Rose Hill trainers have that advantage. But you know, he's a horse that, you know, I think maybe 8 runs. This will be his 8th run, and he's definitely not at the end of it, and he probably should win again today.
Okay, you're not worried about being more of a high pressure 2,000 metre race on paper anyway?
No.
No, okay. Tell me about this Tales of Grimm. What do you make of him?
I really like him as a horse. Look, he's come out of a Royal Hunt Cup, which is a big handicap at Ascot. His most disappointing form was in Dubai on the synthetic track, but if you take away that, just look at his grass form. He's a really, really nice horse. His trials have been excellent. We've sort of been a bit surprised how much of a turn of foot, you know, has been trained into him. He's a horse that everyone that rides him says they're surprised that he gets a mile 2,000 metres. So it's going to be one of those things, you know. If he can continue to improve and get a trip here in Australia, you know, he really might go to another level. So we're really excited with the horse, and we're looking forward to kicking him off today. Not 100% sure what to expect. First time out, you know, European horse. Tight turning track, all that sort of stuff. But look, his work at home is excellent. His trials are excellent. And if he'd taken what he'd done at home to the races, I'm sure you'll see a pretty good horse.
Okay. What do you think his best distance will be?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's got great form over a mile. And but, you know, traditionally a lot of the milers in Europe can get to 10 furlongs here in Australia because we do go a slower speed early and dash home. And you know, the good quality that he has is he has a really good turn of foot and a strong 600 metres. So I'm sure if he relaxes and can finish off, he'll get out to 2,000 metres eventually. But, you know, obviously we'll focus on the mile races this prep and see where we end up.
Beauty.
All right, well, good luck today, Sam. For the owners, hope they both run well for you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good on you. Sam Kavanagh there, Centre Pivot and Tales of Grimm in Race 7. Mike Fraser is with us. Mike, just before we take our break, the Thoroughbred Breeders' Classic here has come out. Catkins, the favourite, on the way back up against some horses that have had a couple of runs, Mary Ann and Role Model and Mahiri, the other one that Tommy mentioned earlier.
Yeah, look, I mean, Catkins, she's a great mare. She's got fantastic fresh form. I think she's won 5 from 6 fresh. The set weight suitor, she's had the 2 trials. She maps really well. The race is there for her to win, I think. Ronnie, she's it does look a perfect race for her, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the same every time. You know, yeah. she just gets into these set weights and penalties races and she stands out. But, look, I'm looking for somewhere else to go. It's pretty hard to find it, but we'll talk about that later. She's obviously a deserved favourite and hard to beat, but $1.90 by race 6, yeah, might be a bit short for me.
Just briefly, before we go on there, Tales of Grimm, what did you think of it as a horse?
I've just got a big query on him. I've sort of got him third or fourth pick in that race, but expecting him to hit the line. But I'm a little bit with the trainer. I don't know what to expect from him.
Mm, interesting.
After the first today, Hampton Court and Hampton Court and Valentia for Gay Waterhouse will gallop. After the second, Diamond Drill and Pornichet, who we're expecting to see next week in the Apollo, will also gallop. Exhibition gallops after races 1 and 2 today. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has all your summer harness and greyhound racing covered. Sunday mornings from 10:30, we bring you reactions from trainers and drivers on all the latest winners. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Nick Ashman and Warren Huntley join the One to Follow team, and they are on fire. Another massive result last Saturday with 166% return. Get both Sydney track work and Melbourne track work sent directly to your phone for just $10. That's both sets, Saturday and Wednesday, from Sydney and Melbourne for $10. It has to be the best value service available from two of the country's hottest form analysts. Go to onetofollow.com.au now and get the track work tips. That's onetofollow.com.au. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager. Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Star Stables back for the autumn. It's horse racing's premier fantasy game with over $19,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Experience the thrills of owning a stable of high-flying thoroughbreds. And with so many great races covered, including the championship races in April, you don't want to miss out. Now you can play online or straight from your mobile in the autumn. It all kicks off on March 7, a month from today. So get cracking, register now, put a team together. We'll get an HQ Mini League up in the next week or two. Go to starstable.com.au and gamble responsibly.
With all the latest news and tips, this is Racing HQ Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
Very shortly, we'll give you some final scratchings for Rose Hill. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser with us, and John Sargent is our next guest as we have a chat with some of the key players for Rose Hill today. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, guys.
You must be wrapped to get her back, Nina Rock, off her spring preparation.
No, fantastic. She had a good 6 weeks out, and you'll probably see today she's still looking a bit big, but she's just where I want her, aiming into the championships.
John, she was good first up last preparation against Catkins, where she drew wide and had to be dragged back. Would you expect she'd be in that sort of form here today?
Yeah, she's always sprinted well for us, of course, but I think she's a year older and a little bit bigger, you'll see in the birdcage. But she's worked good, she's trialled well, I'm very happy with her, and the big thing, we've got a draw, so I'll be instructing James, you know, don't get too far away from the speed. She has led in New Zealand in some of the races, and, you know, we've just got back like last season because of the draws.
What, obviously, the Coolmore is probably her main aim?
Yeah, that's right. So this will bring her on, and she'll just carry on through to that, and then we'll see where we are. But it's a good kick-off point, albeit it's a very strong field, of course.
How's the rest of the team? Any autumn hopefuls amongst them?
Yeah, Kira Moses trialing again on Tuesday, then she'll be ready to kick off, and Thunder Lady will either trial Tuesday or the following week and ready to kick off too, aiming for towards the Oaks. So very happy with those two sort of class individuals.
Good on you.
All right, good luck to you, John. We'll look forward to seeing Nina Rock back today.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
John Sargent joining us there. We've got final scratchings now for Rose Hill on a good three. Penetrometer is 4.68 and the rail at 3 metres, and a little bit overcast out there at the moment at Rose Hill. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, take out 7, Saintly Lad, number 7. Race 4 is clear, the Inglis Classic. Race 5, number 6, Mersault. Race 5, number 6. Race 6, number 3, Hera. Race 6, number 3. Race 7, 6, Mary Ann, and 9, Field Marshal. 6 and 9 out of the 7th. And out of the last, race 8, number 7, Eigelstein, has come out just before scratching time. Race 8, number 7, Eigelstein, is a scratching. So that's the latest there. Ron, has an inconvenienced us in a big way?
No, not at all, Andrew. Obviously, the two that raced just last night, Saintly Lad, Mersault, Hera, maybe there's another option for her next week, but she wasn't really going to be figuring in the market. Mary Ann was a dual acceptor. Field Marshal, just probably the barrier. I thought he had a chance, so, and Eigelstein, well, he's probably waiting for a wetter track, so I don't think there's anything significant in those scratches. I think we've held up pretty well.
I can't wait to hear your explanations later of Mary Ann, scratched out of race 7 to run in race 6, the New South Wales Breeders' Classic. It'll be interesting to see whether the Snowdens have pulled the right rein here.
You're 100% right. I'm just getting my screen up here, sorry. I initially wasn't really sure what race you should run in. I think obviously the easier race would have been race 7, but they've chosen to take them on in the tougher race, so we'll wait and see.
Being a mare, I think it's logical. They have to chase some all that black type races with a mare like her, and what a beautiful mare she is too.
Isn't she?
Ty England's our next guest on Racing HQ Saturday on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Ty.
Morning, Andrew.
First sort of sign, mate. You're back from a couple of back-to-back suspensions. You're now into it, mate. And, Scissor Kick comes to the races back there today. You'd be excited to be back aboard Paul Massara's horse.
Yeah, definitely. He sort of, it's the race that sort of got away on me. He's the Golden Rose, and it's getting back aboard him. Hopefully we can have a good autumn on him, that's for sure.
Did you ride him in the trial?
I did, yeah.
What do you think of it?
We only had a soft trial, but he was meant to have two trials going into this run, but we got washed out at Warwick Farm, and he just elected to give him a good gallop back at the farm. So it would have been good to see him trial again, but Paul's, he knows what he's doing, so he would have pulled the right rein there.
But you were happy with it? You felt well?
Yeah, he did. He felt really good. I trialled just in behind Panzer Division, and I felt out there that I was going as good, if not better.
Okay. How are you looking? Is he your number one seed for coming into the championships, or you got other nice horses that you've attached to?
Yeah, he's one of the main ones. Obviously, I've got this Odyssey Moon, hopefully going towards the slipper. Opinions there, he'll rock up somewhere. So I haven't got many standouts, but I think I'm in a position where I'll pick a couple up along the way when the boys sort through them.
Yeah, for sure. Country Warrior in the first, a nice win last time.
It was a good win. He got back there at Canterbury, and he really showed a nice turn of foot with the blinkers back on, so stepping up to 1500 from the gate. I see us doing the same thing, riding him a little bit quiet and having the last run at him.
Pajaro looks a great pick-up ride.
Yeah, he's probably my standout ride for the day. First up, got a long way back, just missed behind Cool Rings, and it's obviously come out one again. So from the gate, up in distance again, we'll be a bit closer, and hopefully he brings back his form where he's winning last prep.
You're doing a little bit of work for Gay?
Yeah, I'm going in once to twice a week, so just slowly picking up a few rides here and there. So obviously I was beaten on Countryman last week, so I've got to make up for one.
Odyssey Moon in the English Classic, a good, tough effort winning at his debut.
Very big effort, I thought. Jumping from, I think it was gate 15 out of 16, and we were hard at it until the corner to get into the position I did. Didn't really let down fully till about 100 out, and that's when he picked him up. So I think he's going to be a nicer horse over 1200 to 1400.
For sure. Nothing like Luca. Probably needs to improve in race 7.
Yeah, he does. Sort of, he needs to bring step up a little bit. We've got a good gate, so hopefully, you know, we get a nice run just in behind him and see what he's got there for me late.
And Scream Machine, always a knockout chance. He needs luck from that awkward draw, but he looks particularly well placed here.
Yeah, he does. He needs everything to go his way, this horse. He, you know, he can over-race, he can miss a kick, so there's a few little quirky things with him, but the only thing I don't like with him, he's sort of reached the rating where he's carrying, in a race that he can win, he's carrying high weights, and he can't let down with that sort of weight.
No, he's not.
That's my only concern. He's either got to step up in class a little bit and drop in weight and get all the right runs, or, you know, he can run his third, fourth, fifth in this rating with, you know, carrying 59 kilos. So he's got to have absolutely everything go his way. He's just on that rating at the moment.
Beauty. Well, good luck today with him, Ty.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Ty. Ty England going through his rides. I spoke with Paul Massara during the week, Ron, about Scissor Kick, and he puts this horse's fitness level similar to what we saw last week with Panzer Division.
Yeah, okay. It's a tricky one, you know, whether you go with the class. Is class going to prevail in this race, or is it fitness that's going to prevail? That's a thing that you've got to judge at this time of year. And if you get it right, you can cash in, but it's a tricky one. You know, like, obviously, Harrier Jet ins and outs, Bold Circle.
Delectation looked really good in that last trial.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the fitness, the horses with fitness on their side, they're not in the same class as these horses up the top, but there's a fine line of lining them up, I'm interested in talking about this race to Michael as when we get into the preview, to tell you the truth.
Okay, all right, we'll certainly do that. Race 4 today is the Ritz Inglis Classic, worth $250,000. Jeff Engelbrecht has Lady Shivago, number 8 in the race. Jeff, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Ron.
Hey, Jeff.
Good to talk to you, mate. Gee, it was nice win at Wyong, considering you had to cover some ground there.
Yeah, she didn't get over and go away. End up getting chubbed wide on the turn, and she a few bumps, but she fought on really well one night.
How's she come on since, Jeff? She just looks a real improver to my eyes. That trial was a ripper, so she's obviously showed ability all the way through.
Yeah, she's always shown she's got a bit of talent there, but very green. You've got to work her with a mate all the time, even slow work, and that she's always looking around. So I've never had to really test her out on the training track because she's always just worked really nice with her mates. So, yeah, she's probably got a bit upside. How much? Well, we'll find out a bit more today.
Okay, and she's improved since the Wyong run?
Yeah, she's come on nicely. Hasn't missed eating anything in her work. I've upped her work a little bit more, and she's taking it all in the stride.
A better draw today. Where do you see her? Closer than midfield?
Yeah, I'm hoping she'll probably be fourth or fifth somewhere there. Let her follow a few, you know, and if she's good enough, just bring her out in the straight and see how good she is then.
Okay. And the 1,200, no issue?
Would have liked to add one more race up a belt, but she's, as I've said, she's took a bit extra work, and, yeah, if there's any downside to it, I would have liked to add one more run under her belt, I suppose. About 54.5, and the track's still good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That shouldn't hurt her now.
Beautiful. Well, good luck with it today.
Okay, thanks for that.
Good on you, Jeff. Jeff Engelbrecht coming down from Wyong. They breed them tough on the Central Coast. Or I know Gordon York comes from up further, Ron, but he got thrown off a horse there on Monday, Tuesday, got thrown basically into a tree. He's broken his C3, fractured ribs, all this sort of stuff, you know, broken nose. Let me out of hospital, and there he was yesterday mucking out boxes when I rang him. He is a tough bloke, Gordon York.
Yeah, he certainly is. We wish him
no
the best.
No doubt about that. Chris Waller about to join us. Again, he's got a large group, hasn't he? It's just so consistent now, Ron, that he's always got large numbers, both Sydney and now building up, of course, in Melbourne.
Well, he's our number one trainer, and he has been for a few seasons now, and we're used to him having numbers. And
we need him.
We need him, and he handles numbers well.
Yeah, he does. Very consistent. Just watching the action last night, it's an amazing business we're in. We all know that it's 24-7, but the trainers out there last night, and then they're up at 3 o'clock or something this morning for track work. It is an ongoing when there's a Friday night program, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's Friday nights is just not for the trainers and jockeys, for all the participants. It's tough work, you know. Yeah. What about the strappers getting on floats, taking horses back to Newcastle at 11 o'clock at night, and then having to get up mucking out boxes this morning, which not just the, you know, the headline people in racing, it's all the participants that have to back up the next day, and some of them are very, very early. It's tough on them. It's really tough on them.
Also on top of that, Ronnie, when people do eventually get home from those night meetings, they can't just switch off and go straight to sleep.
You're 100% right.
It takes a while to wind down, and then, you know, before you can doze off, and then you don't get a lot of sleep. And that's the downside to our industry. It used to be a six-day a week industry, but then we put the Sunday racing on to raise money for the Olympics. Well, now we're basically 7 days a week, wall to wall, and you know it's pretty hard to get a break in this game.
My word, it is. And if you do take a break, it takes a little while to catch up. The internet's such a marvellous thing now, where you can keep up. But in the old days, if you took 2 weeks off, you wouldn't know what was happening.
Waller is online. Chris, do you find it hard when you eventually get home? Just trying to get a few hours, Kip?
Yeah, you do. And it was well put. It was a pleasure to listen to what you guys were saying. It's good to be noticed, not just me, but as you said, the stable hands. And, yeah, a bit of recognition goes a long way. And those that will be listening to the radio this morning would appreciate you saying it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's a big job that everyone does, and it's a 24/7 now for sure. And we certainly know that these people put in a lot of hard work. Ron, let's go through them here for the Chris Waller stable.
Couple in the first, Chris Dupam, probably looking for a drop of rain, I thought.
Yeah, it looks like his best form is on the rain affected tracks, Ron. So I'd agree with that. Apart from that, he's got a good draw and. Doesn't look an overly strong race, but yeah, it'd be nice to see him run up to those form of those early couple of runs in the prep where they were a little bit more rain affected.
Mm. You've also got Country Warrior there. He finally got his win, and his confidence will be up. And you jump him up in distance. Do you think that's a plus for him?
Yeah, the distance is a plus. Hasn't really won me over yet, and if he just fell in to win that maiden when things were run to suit. So there's not a lot of improvement there. Next preparation, I think he'll definitely be a Saturday class horse. I'm certainly not putting the slows on him, but there's certainly been no improvement from last start, where he obviously won by a small space.
Race 2, Sesicio, a trial since his first up run and straight to 2,000 metres?
Yeah, I think he's fit enough, and he normally runs his best races at Rosehill. Big weight with the claim 1.5, it'll see him get in fairly well. Just hard to beat centre pivot. Horses flying, and some things, I guess, going to try and beat it. And Sesio, well, he's been there, but he's not the most consistent.
Black Jag also, you'd have to be a little forgiving for his last run. He just got tied up in that speed battle up front.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be interesting to see how they ride Kiribiti today, whether they put pressure on us or whether we have to sit off it. But Black Jag certainly likes to roll and get rolling, turning for home. So gets in pretty well with the claim, and he's ready for the 2,000 metres now and should be a rock hard fit.
Kermit in race 5, interesting race this, obviously. The Eskimo Prince Kermadec. Should be hitting the line.
He certainly should, yeah. We don't know much about him, and that's the reason why I could have gone straight to the Hobartville, but he just needs racing, so he can learn a bit about racing, and we can learn a bit more about him. So, his trials have been very good. He's come back stronger and a little bit smarter. He looks fairly forward. As you said, he'll be attacking the line. Hopefully he's attacking the line, getting to the front, because I do think he's a chance.
Yeah, for sure. He was always an athletic sort of a horse, so you'd expect, you know, he should be forward enough to do something.
Yeah, I think he will. And look, if he's going to go on and win Group 1 races, I'm not saying he is, but if he is going to, he could win fresh today without a doubt.
Delectation, he's looked sharp at the trials.
Yeah, and he's starting to grow some maturity, mentally that is, and switching off just that little bit better, not throwing his head about the same as he did in earlier preparations. Would have loved to have drawn inside four, but I guess with the scratching he comes into six, so we shouldn't be too fussy, but just a bit of cover, settling third or fourth, he'll get home really well, and whether that happens or not, I don't know, but got a good jockey in Hugh Bowman to sort that out.
So you're going to say I'll leave it to you, Bowman, or...?
Yeah, I will, Ron. It's,
are you adamant this horse, like you were teaching him to get back and get back and get back in his races last preparation, without winning, I must say, but...
Yeah, it probably cost us some races, sorry.
Yeah, but he's a... He's looked very keen in his trials. Like, I just thought he could just go bang outside the lead here, and but would you be against that?
I'm just a touch concerned. I'll leave it to Hugh, and his confidence will probably win me over when we talk, and he'll probably do that. But the last thing I want is just all our hard work to get out the window. But
understand. What
you said is probably right. And I'd almost be confident enough to say, well, yep, he could sit outside the leader and relax now, especially over 1,200. But hopefully Hugh gives me the same push.
Mm-hmm. Harrier Jet has the fitness edge.
Yeah, he certainly does. Coming back in trip, which I don't think is too much of a problem, with the blinkers on, which he probably doesn't need, it just fired him up a little bit last start, and he got caught up in that scrimmage just after the start. And Hugh said that day, he said, I'll bring him back to 1,200, ride him quiet, and he'll win. But today's not really the day you can ride him quiet. But we've done everything else, Hughie said. So, yeah, he's got that race fitness, and we'll use the gate to his advantage and hopefully get a nice trail and ready to attack in the straight.
Can you win a Group 1 with Catkins this preparation?
It won't be the Coolmore because she gets too much weight, and I think that broke her heart last start, or last prep, and all this time last year at least. Maya, she wasn't far away. Tats Tiara in Brisbane's probably her race, so we'll certainly keep that at the front of our plans. Race like the Queen of the Turf, she got beaten last year, but it'll also be a good race for us, so it'll be one of those two races, I would say.
Okay.
But today, she's going terrific, and she's just a foolproof horse. Barrier draws, tracks, doesn't really worry her.
No, she's a ripper. Arenosa, off a long break. Will she need a run?
I would say so, but I'm happy with the way she's moving for the first time in a long time, and hence why she's back at the races. She's trialled well and worked well, but is carrying a bit of extra weight, Ron.
Come to the last... Avudu Prince, any expectations?
No, I think he'll need the run. He was a bit disappointing last prep, and on that form, you wouldn't expect him to win first up. You'd expect him to need another run.
Mm. Diametric, no pressure, but this better win.
Today's the day for him. There's no excuses. He's very fit. Yes, it's probably a bit short, but once again, if he's going to win better races, he'd be winning what I would call this like a welter, from a good gate, second up. Yeah, there's no excuses for him.
This is a tricky race, tempo-wise. Like, there's one leader and one leader only, Spacecraft. Is this horse a... You know, he's only in a small field the other day. Can he take up a mid or closer than midfield position?
Yeah, he certainly can, and I think it would be probably to the rider's advantage rather than being caught back in the field. If there's a lack of speed, he could easily get over racing over this trip. So yeah, I could see him settling a bit closer, hopefully third, fourth, fifth.
Okay.
Providing he's there comfortably.
And You'll Never backing up again, drops in weight.
It's just probably a length below his best form and his recent runs. Yet two starts ago on that very firm track, he ran a good second just outside the track record. So he'll get a pretty firm track today, which won't worry him. And is certainly a fit horse with no problems.
And I'm always wary of a stayer resuming off wins, and Grand Marshal, should we be a little bit wary of him today, Grand Marshal?
No. He's a real stayer, So he's on a Sydney Cup path, and see how far we get on that path.
Beauty. One runner in Sandown, Berrimilla, hasn't won in a while, but set to improve, I thought.
Yeah, it was a better run last start, you did right, so hoping she can step off that. There's a couple of scratchings, and she'll come in a few barriers as a result, but yeah, we're searching for the right race, and hopefully this is a bit easier than the last couple.
Beauty.
And Chris, can I ask you about Brazen Bow? Was down to trial earlier in the week. Everything heading towards the autumn and hopefully overseas. How's Brazen?
He's good. He's just arrived this morning at Flemington. Jump out next Friday and then race the following Saturday in the Lightning.
In the Lightning. All right. Looking forward to seeing him for sure again down the straight. Thanks, Chris. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Good on you. Chris Waller there. Hey, by the way, Mike Fraser.
Yes, mate.
How big has Racing Retro become? Sundays at 9, now that I'm off it, it's gone to the radio. We're going to be broadcasting it at the same time that it's on the telly, starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. If you're jumping in the car and driving around, you can now listen to it live. And, of course, you can watch it on Sky One and Sky Racing World. So, Duff. Matt Browning, Richard Friedman and Mark Guest is the panellist tomorrow. That'll be TV/radio every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock from tomorrow.
I'll be able to listen to him on the radio on the way to golf.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be able to do that, and that's why we're doing it. Hopefully
golf.
Many people will be doing that. All right, guys, take a breather. Ron, I'm fascinated by a few of these races today, the way that you want to talk to Mike about, I presume, pace and how fitness and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right, let's look at all the scratchings for Rose. The TAB program's at 4 minutes to eight here on Sky Sports Radio. Rose Hill, it's a good 3. Penetrometer 4.68 and the rail at 3 metres. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 7, Saintly Lad, number 7. Race 4, clear. Race 5, number 6, Mersault, number 6. Race 6, number 3, Hera, number 3. Race 7, 6 Mary Ann and 9 Field Marshal, 6 and 9. And race 8, number 7, Eigelstein, number 7. So just the 6 final scratchings at Rose Hill on a good 3. Newcastle racing at Broadmeadow. The weather overcast, track is a good 4 this morning and the rail at 4 metres. Race 1, number 7, Thorsburn, number 7. Race 2, number 6, American Patriot, 8 Seaburst, 10 Catsall and the emergency number 16. 6, 8, 10 and 16. Race 3, number 2, Artistic Licence. 12 Jabiris and the emergency number 16. 2, 12 and 16. Race 4, 3 Glorious Prospect and the emergencies 14 and 15. Race 5 is clear. Newcastle race 6, number 5, Suavette, number 5. Race 7 clear and race 8. Number 4, Mark's Legacy, 6, Cosmo King, 10, Malizia, and 14, Loading. 4, 6, 10, and 14. On a good 4, they're the scratchings for Newcastle. The other TAB programs for us, Queanbeyan today. The weather is fine, the track a good 3. Race 1, take out number 8. Race 2 is clear, the 3rd, take out number 11. Queanbeyan race 4. The scratchings are 3, 6, 8, 9 and 11. Race 5, take out number 10. And race 6, take out the 4 emergencies, 11, 12, 13 and 14. That's the information for Queanbeyan, where it's fine and a good 3. And Cowra is the other TAB program today. It's fine and a good 3 there, the rail true. Race 1 clear, race 2 take out number 5. The 3rd is clear, race 4 take out number 13. Race 5 clear and Cowra race 6. The scratchings are 3, 9 and 15. Cowra on a good 3. Sandown Hillside is the feature meeting in Melbourne today. 35 degrees in Melbourne. It's overcast, but it's going to be warm. Track a good 4. Expect an upgrade somewhere around the 1st. Penetrometer 5.41. They put 10 mils on the track yesterday. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Sandown race 3, number 1, Beck Said No Credit, and 3, Petite Diablise, 1 and 3. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 1, Amarino, 9, Tales of Grimm, and 11, Search Squad, 1, 9 and 11. Race 7, number 9, So You Drink, 10, Sama Tested, and 11, Lady Einstein, 9, 10 and 11. Race 8, number 2, Canali, and 12, Travinda, 2 and 12. And race 9, 9, Winter Chiller, and 14, Shataka, 9 and 14. 12, 5.